Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Oh, here we go. All right, there it is.
Tara.
It's on. Good morning.
Hey there.
Hey, all right, Joe. Joe Biden is out there. He's in Pennsylvania, okay? He's running around in Pennsylvania, and he's telling everyone how, like, absolutely amazing and great the economy is.
Yeah.
When he's not walking around creepily holding hands with little girls. Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't seen that one
it's,
yet.
It's disturbing. I watched it for you, so you don't have to.
Thank you.
It's
one
weird.
For the team.
Yeah, the only one who looks comfortable is Joe. The girls don't look so comfortable. But anyway, that's typical for Joe and children. Anyway, it's almost like you to watch it, it's almost like something out of, I don't know, where have I heard this before? Oh, I know, Ashley Biden's diary. Anyway, so yeah, it's weird. It's real weird. So he's running around and he's telling everyone how absolutely great the economy is. And I guess Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell was not on board with the talking points. Maybe he didn't get a printout because he basically let everyone know what I've been telling folks for, gosh, I don't know, a year, and I'm not even the Federal Reserve Chairman. If you keep printing money to pay for these big budgets like you are, inflation's not going down. And if inflation is not going down, interest rates aren't either. These are really simple things. You know, a real smart ninth grade economics class can grasp this, but not the Federal Reserve, the United States of America. Well, actually, I think they can grasp it. I just think they're lying to you and have been lying to you and me and everyone for a long time when they've been saying, hey, those rates going to come down later this year. Yeah, we've totally tackled inflation. Now let's print another $7 trillion. And then they all walk around pretending to be stunned as to where this inflation is coming from. So the juxtaposition here was really jarring, but not surprising to those of us who at a, you know, ninth grade level live in economic reality. So that's not counting, obviously, anyone in the White House, anyone in the Biden administration, or anyone in the Federal Reserve. But for the rest of us here in America, these are not hard things. So this is how this sounded yesterday. As he's running around taking credit for the economy. Like, if I was advising him on the campaign trail, I would be talking about anything but the economy. I would not be talking about, I certainly wouldn't be taking credit for fixing it. Here we go. Here's how this went yesterday.
So we got these comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and it seems to be at odds with what we've heard from President Biden. Watch the Fed chairman first.
We'll need greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%. Data show solid growth and continued strength in the labor market, but also a lack of further progress so far this year on returning to our 2% inflation goal.
Ouch.
Remember the March consumer price inflation read? That came in at 3.5% year over year, a 0.4% jump month to month. So you compare Powell's take on inflation with Karine Jean-Pierre's view. Watch.
The way we see the economy is very different than the way Republicans see the economy, and how we make sure we have an economy that works for all. Making sure that the wealthiest among us, the billionaires and corporations, pay their fair share, we believe is the way to go here, not putting that burden on everyday Americans.
You know, let's just stick with the numbers, guys. These inflation numbers are problematic for the White House in an election year. Back in May of 2022, President Biden maintained that inflation was a top priority for him.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority. I believe that inflation is our top economic challenge right now.
So we got these comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and it seems to be at odds.
So He says they're going to first they lie to us and tell us there is none. It's going away. It's transitory. Why did they do that? I explained that at the time, all that summer, as the Fed, as the Treasury, as they're lying about inflation, they are liberals who are trying to buy Biden one last good run on the printing press. Because remember, they wanted the Inflation Reduction Act. They wanted the Infrastructure Act, which was really the Green New Deal. And they wanted to print another $1 trillion. That would be the second $1 trillion they wanted to print that year beyond the budget. So they had a lie. No, there's no inflation. It's going away. Hey, hand us the printing press. And the thing is smoking, Lee. There's flames coming out of it. You can tell we're going into inflation if they print it. And Larry Summers kept telling them that. I mean, he's a former Treasury Secretary. He's, you know, a Democrat. So the solution there was just to censor him. So he had to go as far away as the UK to give interviews about how they were going to set the printing press on fire. And everybody ignored it. So then they had, just to keep, you know, the real estate folks from screaming bloody murder about the absolute destruction of the real estate industry. There is no real estate industry right now. I mean, I could tell you my husband works in it. There's nothing. It's destroyed. It is smoldering embers is what it is. And we can't just opt to not have a real estate industry so the Democrats can, and Mike Johnson, to be fair, can keep spending money. We can't do that. That's not reality. And so it's not going to work long term. And so what do they do? Well, they lied and lied and lied and lied. They told another lie. The second lie after the transitory lie was, it's going to be fine later this year. Inflation will just, it'll just dissipate, go away or something. And we'll lower rates.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, they've been saying that to shut up these real estate professionals. They've been saying that to shut up the people who are going to have to go on CNN Business and CNBC and Fox Business and admit real estate industry is dead. We're just not going to have a real estate industry, Lee. We're just not going to have one. That's just, and we'll just go right on printing in Washington, pretend everything's going to get fixed in a few months. The pretending part, Lee, it's coming to an end. We're at the end of the pretend right now. I mean, they'll keep trying.
Yeah.
But reality is a stubborn thing.
Yeah.
It's a stubborn thing. Want to get you to react to this, speaking of reality being a stubborn thing, because this is a double blow right now. Beyond Powell's finally admitting, because Powell's been lying to you for a long time. I mean, he's been blowing smoke up our collective wazoos. Oh, yeah, no, we'll lower rate. How are you going to lower interest rates, dude? Have you seen the inflation, the CPI numbers? Have you seen them for months? You paying attention? You tune in every once in a while? Or are you just spending all your time? I don't even know what this man does. I have no idea. The International Monetary Fund, you hear this? This is not good, okay? International Monetary Fund steps up its warning over to U.S. overspending and ballooning debt.
You have to laugh.
You have to laugh, okay? The International Monetary Fund is not a conservative organization. Mm-mm. It's not the Heritage Foundation. It is a big globalist organization, okay? The kind they always tell us we got to listen to. Yeah. The International Monetary Fund leveled an unusually direct criticism at U.S. policymakers Tuesday, saying the country's recent standout performance among advanced economies was driven by unsustainable fiscal policy. What are they saying? That economy Joe Biden's running around Pittsburgh talking about when he's holding little girls' hands, that economy, that one is fake.
And that criticism is pretty much what Republicans are saying about it, too.
Yes, that economy is fake. It is bolstered. It looks like it's on fire. The stock market looks relatively good because you're printing money. But if you keep doing that, it will crash. It will crash. You cannot keep doing it. The exceptional recent performance of the United States is certainly impressive and a driver of global growth, but it reflects strong demand factors as well, including a fiscal stance that is out of line with long-term fiscal sustainability. Let me translate. You can't keep printing money to make the balance sheet look good because your currency is going to crash. And that's going to make the Great Depression look like a party. Washington's overspending, the report said, risks reigniting inflation.
Reigniting? It never went out.
No, it didn't. This is a big globalist
good
group.
Good grief.
Right?
Reigniting.
Like, these people all sit around the same table eating the Wagyu beef you and I will never get to try.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, because we can't afford it. So, I mean, they had to be nice to each other. But listen to what it says. Washington's overspending risks reigniting inflation and undermining long-term fiscal and financial stability. Not just here in America, the IMF warns. In the world, if the U.S. doesn't stop printing money like drunken lunatics, you will undermine the fiscal stability of the world. Lee, I had an idiot texter. There's a lot of them wandering into the show because the show is streamed live on Twitter now, and Twitter's so huge. And they try to, they've never heard economic reality before. It's not their fault. They listen to mainstream media. And so they walk in here and they're very confused and very upset. And I had one the other day trying to tell me, well there's inflation all over the world. It's not Joe's fault. No, what the IMF is saying to you right there, Joe is causing, this printing is causing, and yes, I'm going to throw Mike Johnson in there too. He's just as guilty because you can't deny it. This printing is causing inflation in the world, right here, the IMF. What I said the other day. Well, it's inflation, it's everywhere, it's not Joe's fault. Yes, it is Joe's fault. And they're saying if he doesn't stop, we're going to see a crash, not just in America, in the world.
There's not a direct correlation between world inflation and U.S. inflation. There's probably more of a correlation between the rest of the world and U.S. inflation because of the impact that this country has on the economy of the world and because of it, the consumer-based economy. But just because you have inflation in the world does not mean it occurs here. We saw that during the Trump administration. We had very minimal inflation going on. It was less than the 2% goal that the Fed has always set for itself. And yet we had higher inflation in other places like in Europe.
However, the reverse, when we are churning money out, we do drive inflation in the world.
True.
And the reason is because the world economy is interconnected, as they tell us all the time. So the water sloshes out of the bathtub. Yeah. We overfill the bathtub with too many dollars. And what happens? They go flying out the side of the bathtub, and we cause inflation in the world. We cause the degradation of Western currencies because they're exchanged constantly. It never ends. And, you know, you're buying stuff. It comes from all over the world.
Yeah.
So, yes, we do. And that's what the IMF is finally saying here. If you don't stop this spending, you risk reigniting inflation and undermining long-term fiscal and financial stability around the world, they're saying. And I think this is why IMF, I mean, these guys are going to be Biden supporters, but the reason they're seeing it is because they're saying, stop doing this to the world. The crash is not going to stop at your borders. The destruction, the inflation, it's not going to stop at your borders.
Well, because they're also, their livelihood depends on a growing economy. And if you have a contracting economy, they're going to lose money. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Because we've seen, you know, still, to the delight of many, financial folks, we are still seeing increases on Wall Street. I mean, yes, we've had a couple of down days here recently, but the Wall Street's looking at record highs. And thankfully for folks like myself that have money invested, you know, for retirement funds, we're happy to see that. But even though we realize that much of this is being driven by this reckless spending that's going on by the Biden administration and Republicans as well.
They're saying long term, this is fiscally unsustainable. Yeah. You can't keep doing this. And, you know, when you have global organizations like the IMF blowing the whistle and going, hey, guys, you know, we've really enjoyed the fake economy and the fake stock market and all. We're invested like Lee Rogers is. But, hey, we can't keep doing this. You're going to run into a wall. That is a problem. And they're willing to say it. And yet we do not have the leadership of either party willing to even admit this reality exists, not Chuck Schumer and not Mike Johnson, who will just rubber stamp whatever the Democrats want and quote a few Bible verses at us. That's what he does. You know, the Bible verses are a nice garnish. I enjoy those. But, you know, we're still going to crash. And you're no different than Kevin McCarthy if you do that. And really, you're no different than a Democrat speaker if you do that. We cannot continue rubber stamping Democrat budgets and act like you're doing something. And Mike Johnson is. He does. He needs to go, but I don't know of a good way to get rid of him right now, just given presidential election year. It's a mess. But to see this warning from the IMF is chilling. It's hard, cold reality they had hoped to avoid before the election. Bunch more on this and the Trump trial coming up.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.